Good morning.
Another beautiful day to enjoy. Just not a good hair day. Christian education and mission effort. Do the two go together? They do, yes. In fact, that's what we are about here at St. Mark's. We put a heavy emphasis on Christian education, especially through elementary school, but not limited just to that area of ministry. We also put a heavy emphasis on sharing the gospel with our own and surrounding communities. We do this collectively and also individually. And we do this not for our own benefit or ego. We do it for the one who has called us to be his own and has given us this work to do. Christian education and mission effort. Such sum up our worship focus for this morning. And so I invite your attention to our worship bulletin as we begin our worship on page 3 with responsive sentences. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Teach me, O Lord, to follow Your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end.
Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Our opening song, Delay Not, Delay Not.
Thank you.
stand.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. Jesus has said, as recorded in Matthew 22,
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind.
This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it.
Love your neighbor as yourself."
But we have disobeyed Him, and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you, and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. As we now hear our children's voices, you may be seated. Thank you, children, for praising the Lord of living waters. It is the song that serves as our theme song for our school year this year. And so every week in our chapel service, the children get an opportunity to sing that song. Let us pray. Lord, keep your household, the church, in continual godliness, and set us free from all adversities, that under your protection we may serve you with true devotion and holy deeds.
Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Pride led to this downfall recorded here, pointing out the fact that just because we can doesn't mean we should. How do those words apply to you? But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah the priest, with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord, followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, that is, for the priests of the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand, ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. When Azariah, the chief priest, and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead, so they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave, because the Lord had afflicted him. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous and banned from the temple of the Lord. Jotham, his son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. The other events of Uzziah's reign, from beginning to end, are recorded by the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos. Uzziah rested with his ancestors and was buried near them in a cemetery that belonged to the kings, for people said he had leprosy. And Jotham, his son, succeeded him as king. The word of the Lord. For our psalm for today, Psalm 98, we'll sing it as noted. The vocalist will sing the refrain through once, and then we'll join in singing that. The vocalist will sing the verses, we'll join in the refrains, and the glory be to the Father.
Became flesh and lived among us.
The Apostle Paul points out what he was willing to do so people could hear the gospel. That begs the question, what are you willing to do? A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 9. Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk? Do I say this merely on human authority? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because whoever plows and threshes should be able to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord. Again, for our response, the vocalist will sing it through once. We'll sing it through a second time. Please stand for our gospel reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Jesus, the servant of all, gave his life as a ransom for your life. Now what is your wish given this fact? Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said,
You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn, and we'll sing the verses as noted. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this is possible through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus our attention on the gospel for today. We hear once again these words from Mark chapter 10. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us to be his own and to live like his own. What is one of the characteristics or traits, or put it this way, of all the characteristics or traits that you have, which one of those would you like to make sure gets passed down through the family? And why did you pick that characteristic or trait? Give you a second, mull around. Jesus has a suggestion for us. It is one that doesn't come naturally to us.
In fact, because this is the case, Jesus makes a big deal about this one. How people are to be this. Especially those who claim to be followers, believers of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. His suggestion? Well, which is really more than a suggestion, can be picked up on in the following passages. From Proverbs, for example. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Or Philippians 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Or these words from James 3, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Or 1 Peter 5, all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. And let's not forget the words which make up the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. The ability to be this and to put this characteristic into practice, well, that comes from and through Jesus. And he does not ask us to do what he himself hasn't done. The words of the Gospel of St. Mark before us today sum up and encourage us to reflect on this truth. Jesus came to serve you, us, all. He came to serve you and us and all by giving his life for you. You don't think you need that? That's arrogance. We all need what Jesus came to do, to serve us in the way that he came to serve us. And so only the arrogant would say such a thing, that they don't need Jesus and what he came to do. In fact, speaking of arrogance and those who did not think they needed what Jesus came to do, we have the teachers of the law, the chief priests and the scribes that were present in the day of Jesus while here on flesh. Religious leaders who should have known better and should have welcomed the Savior with open arms, but in their arrogance, they plotted to kill him. Not realizing that Jesus came to serve them by giving his life for them, despite their arrogance. But Satan had a firm grip on their heart and on their mind. And so in arrogance, rather than being open-armed toward Jesus, they sought his death. They were self-focused, self-righteous. You know who else displayed a little bit of self-focus and self-righteousness? James and John. Lord, give us these high places of honor on your right and left. James and John, we'll arm wrestle for who gets the right and the left. But just give us these places of honor. And what did the other disciples, when they heard about that request, do? They were indignant. Well, if we would have known they would have done that, we would have been there first. They were not mad necessarily that James and John asked Jesus of this, but that they asked in place of them. Jesus told James and John, I'm not going to give you those places of honor. Only my Father can do that, and those places are already given to those whom the Father has prepared them for. And you say, James and John, that you are willing to suffer in my name, for my sake. Well, you will suffer, but you just don't know how much yet, but you will. So the Lord turned their arrogance and self-focus and self-righteousness on its head and reminded them of the attitude that they really need to have. one that was like his, who came to serve. How about you? Are self-righteous, self-focused, arrogant words that people would use to describe you? Or were the words humble, willing to serve others, a love for Jesus describe you? Now, we'd love to say that those last three would be the ones that describe us the most, but unfortunately, those first three also describe us. Because we do all have a touch of arrogance inside of us by nature, and self-focus and self-righteousness. And so, Lord, we come to you to confess our sins. We're not worthy to be in your sight, here in this house of worship or anywhere, and especially in heaven, on our own merit. And so, Lord, forgive us for our arrogance. And Lord, thank you for Jesus, who in his humility came to serve us and washed away our sins of arrogance and self-righteous and self-focus, so that we could be in your presence in this house of worship everywhere and also in heaven one day. All because Jesus came to serve you, us, and all. And the ultimate form of service that Jesus has done was giving his life as a ransom for us. He set us free from the sin that has held us captive and the enslavement of sin, that if we remained in it would lead us away from God for all eternity. Jesus gave his life, shed his innocent blood, so that we could be set free from the enslavement of sin now and into eternity. But before he shed his innocent blood, he lived the life that we ought to live but do not live. He lived a life of humble service. He knew his purpose here on this earth. It was to give his life as a ransom for many, for all. It wasn't to be patted on the back. It wasn't to live a life of luxury. He came to live God's commandments perfectly for us. And having lived God's commandments perfectly, which can be summed up in one word, love, Jesus showed himself to be the perfect sacrifice to take our place on the cross. Because our sins demanded punishment. And the punishment that was demanded was the shedding of blood. But God the Father said, I'm not going to have your blood shed. I'm going to shed the blood of my Son. His perfect blood would make perfect, full satisfaction of all our sins. So we don't have to spend our time here on earth trying to earn God's favor. It has already been earned for us through God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Our good works do not bring us closer to God. Rather, our good works that God wants us to do prove that we believe that Jesus is our Savior, that he lived the perfect life for us and died an innocent death for us, that he came to serve us, to ransom us from our sins. That's the motivation, at least ought to be, behind our good deeds of love, of putting the commandments into practice, of seeking the good of others and not just ourselves. Living a life of humble service as our Savior has done. That's the only way for us to be set free from our sins is through Jesus. He who had no sin became sin for us. Romans 5 sums up beautifully the work that Jesus came to do and what that means for us. Therefore, since we have been justified, that is declared not guilty before God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, But we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And because of words like this, we can see why then the Lord has called us to be committed to Christian education and mission effort. And by His grace, we are committed to such. We need to grow in our knowledge of what Jesus has done for us and why. And we also want to take what Jesus has done for us and share it with others so that they can be at peace through good times and not good times. Because even our sufferings can be a benefit to us, even though we don't ask for them. As such, produces perseverance and character and hope. It shapes us. And one of the ways that it shapes us is by following the example that Jesus has set for us. First of all, Jesus came to serve us by giving His life as a ransom for us, but He also came to serve us to give us an example of how we are to go about our lives here on this earth. One of those ways we are to go about our lives here on this earth is by living a life of humility. As we said earlier, the disciples, they were looking out for themselves, and so they became angry and frustrated that James and John would ask for places of honor ahead of them. They wanted power, but did not realize all that would come with power. We heard an example of someone who didn't realize that in King Uzziah. The Lord had blessed him in his reign as king, but then it got to his head, and so he tried to do something that he was not allowed to do by God's word. And it cost him. Jesus, rather, was looking out for everyone else. He was tired at times, but He did not use that as an excuse not to still listen to people and heal people. He came to serve. He set an example. He put our needs ahead of His own. Does that describe you? Are you good at putting the needs of others ahead of your own? Some days, probably yes. Other days, maybe not. We're human, but that's not an excuse. Jesus set us an example so that we could be an example to others. In one of the prayers that we oftentimes use in our worship service, we ask the Lord to help people see Jesus through us. Do they? Do people see Jesus through your acts of humility and service? Because another example that Jesus has set for us is one of service. Remember, He went and washed the disciples' feet? The disciples are looking at each other, I'm not going to wash your feet. I'm not going to wash your feet. And Jesus said, I'm going to wash your feet. Well, then now we should wash. Well, too late. Jesus didn't do it to say, I'm all that. Jesus did it out of humble service. Does that describe our life overall? Are we in this life? Do we seek positions in the church? Do we seek positions in the workplace? In our own family? For our own benefit and tooting, or do we do it for out of love for Jesus? And because it just simply needs to be done. Not looking for the credit. If the credit comes, great, but if it doesn't, so be it. I'm doing it for Jesus. Do we keep our head down and just stay focused on the work? Or do we look around at times and see, is anybody noticing me doing that? I did that too. If no one else sees it, you know who does see it? God does. And other than him, does it really matter? No. In fact, Jesus has said one day, he's going to point out all the good that we have done and weren't even aware that someone was watching. Lord, when did I do that? Well, when you did that for this or that person. Out of humble service. And this then brings us back to the importance of being in the Word. Reflecting on Jesus and who He is and what He has done. Because the Word is what fuels humble service. It fuels us by reminding us of what Jesus came to do. He gave His life as a ransom for us. Us who by nature are arrogant, prideful people. But through Christ, we have forgiveness and the ability to live a life of humble service. We need that encouragement. In our day, especially, we have too many people with their hands out looking to receive rather than to give. God help us be those people who are willing to give and not just receive. God has the way for people to get along. That's one of the reasons why we also emphasize Christian education, Christ-centered education, and mission effort, the good news of the gospel. Not everyone, though, will agree with His way or want to practice His way of how we can get along. And so again, this is why we continue to put an emphasis on Christian education and mission effort for as long as we can. People need to know what Jesus came to do for us and why. What are you going to do to keep passing that message along? Amen. Please stand. Use the Apostles' Creed as a confession of our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We pray. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank You for all that You give us day after day. You have given us Your precious Word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank You for those who teach and preach Your saving truth at this place and everywhere. Grant them a rich measure of patience, wisdom, and power.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizens and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessing to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to help and restore.
O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bear our offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. Lord, we thank you for watching over Susan Croner during her surgery this past week. Continue to bless her recovery so that the purpose behind this surgery will be met. Continue to refresh her faith in your promises and love. Bring comfort to the hearts of Ruth Vogt and her family as they mourn the death of her grandma. Thank you for the message of the gospel, which helps bring such comfort to the family, as they know that those who die in you live on in heaven. Help Ruth and family be your witnesses during this time of reflection and gathering of family and friends. And thank you, Lord, for the rain that you have sent to us. May it refresh our land, and it also keep our land safe from disaster. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight.
And we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Oh,
O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
That pretty well emphasizes why we do Christian education and mission effort. Bible studies to help us grow in our faith and what to share taking place. We're looking at using God's gifts here in the church sanctuary. The teens will be looking at Christians in conflict in the teen room. And then for the children, Sunday school age, they meet at the chapel at 9:15, starting out with a hymn sing, and then they go into their lessons. We do have a special area reformation service planned for next Sunday at 4 o'clock. 10 congregations have been invited to join us in celebrating the Reformation and what that means for us. And then we also have a light meal prepared for afterwards. Mornings with Mommy for tomorrow has been canceled due to the weather. Trunk or Treat, an opportunity to help recruit with our school. It's one of our school recruitment efforts. It's scheduled to take place on Friday, starting at 6 o'clock. We have over a couple hundred people who have said they're planning to come looking for treats, but the only treat we don't want to just give them candy. We also want to give them Jesus information about our school. So if you're willing to help with that, we could use some more trunks. We can also provide the treats to hand out. We'll also provide the literature to hand out. If you have questions about that, talk to our principal, Mr. Vogt. Congregation meeting next Sunday as well after the late service. We will have a report to the congregation, as well as we're planning on extending a call for a kindergarten junior K teacher at that meeting. I do have a call as well to serve two churches in the state of Michigan, so the next couple weeks I'll be evaluating where the Lord wants me to continue serving Him and His people. Please see the weekly news for other news and events of things that are going on at church and school. Now we have another video to give you a little caption of what's going on with our school. Enjoy.
Hello, St. Mark's family, it's Mr. Vogt here with another video update. Once a quarter of the school year, we want to inform our church and school families about the happenings of our school. So let's take a look. Currently, we have 79 students enrolled at St. Mark's Lutheran School. That is a 14 student increase from the end of last school year. We also have had several tours since the beginning of the school year, which is a different trend from previous years. God be praised for the continued growth of enrollment and continued interest in our school. A new program that was started up this past school year is the Tuition Assistance Fund, or TAF. In previous years, our school simply wrote whatever assistance off our budget books. Now, through generous donations and careful budgeting, we have been able to establish this fund and continue to build it for future use. This school year, we were able to give over $45,000 to students and families that needed financial assistance. Thank you for your continued support for Christian education. If you would like to learn more about the Tuition Assistance Fund, please feel free to contact myself at any time. This school year, we were blessed to have two new teachers join our faculty. Miss Alyssa Bergman is our emergency junior K and kindergarten teacher. She is only here for 1 year and will have to return to Martin Luther College to finish her degree in education. She has been doing a great job adapting into her new role on our faculty. We will need to extend a new call to replace Miss Bergman, and this congregational voters meeting will be taking place on Sunday, October 31st, after the second worship service. Mr. Tyler Wall is also new to our faculty this school year. He was assigned to us on a one-year call for the fifth and sixth grade. As of last week, Mr. Wall has accepted the permanent call that was extended to him. We are blessed to have him here, and his enthusiasm for ministry remain at St. Mark's. It is tradition at St. Mark's to have a theme for the school year. Our theme is Christ is the living water. There are many times throughout the Bible that Jesus is compared to water. Our students will be looking at these different comparisons throughout the school year. One of the constant challenges our school has faced these past couple of years is COVID-19. Last school year, we faced zero positive cases amongst our students. This year has been a little different, as we have had a couple instances. Our administration also has to deal with the constant changes and concerns over guidelines and mandates handed down from government bodies. I will say that our school families have been amazing working with us through this pandemic. Our parents are very understanding by keeping students home when they aren't feeling well and helping their children get caught up on homework as soon as possible. Even our teachers in the upper grades are quick to switch to online learning for any student that may be out for a long duration of time. We thank everyone for their patience and understanding during these difficult times. Another new feature to our school this year is the online school Spiritware store. Parents can access this online store through our website where you can purchase t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more with our school logo on them. Yes, you can even purchase items with our church's logo on it as well. 10% of all purchases come back to our school and will go into the tuition assistance fund. One of our goals for the school year was to return to as much normalcy as possible in and out of the classroom while being cautious of COVID-19. One way we could do that is by bringing back our athletic program. This year, we had co-ed A and B volleyball teams. It was great to see so much improvement with so many of our student athletes. So what are some things that are coming up in the near future? On October 29th, we will be having our Pause Trunk or Treat event. This is a huge recruitment opportunity for both our church and our school. On November 20th, we will be having a Pause Fall Formal event. This event will be a father-daughter and something new this year, a mother-son dance. Another event we are excited to bring back this year is the St. Mark's Youth Basketball League, or known as SMIBL. This kindergarten through second grade league sign up will be starting in November and the league will begin in January. On December 12th, we will be having our annual Children's Christmas service held in the church. On February 5th, we will be having a fundraiser dinner and live silent auction called the Sunset Soiree. Tickets will go on sale soon. However, a big request today is the help of getting donations for the auctions. You can find our donation letter on our school website, and you can always contact the office or myself for more information. If you are willing and able to donate or help in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. This year, all proceeds from the soiree will be going towards our tuition assistance fund. Well, St. Mark's family, that's all the time I have for you today. Remember,
Christ is the living waters.
Christ is the living water.
Christ is the living water.
Christ is the living water.
Christ is the living waters.